Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Sam.
And this is Mark. Well, lately there have been a lot of court cases involving corruption.
Yeah. Some of these cases in court are very graphic.
Yeah, I must bring umbrella.
Recess is over. You heard the bell. Court is now in session.
Yes, Your Honor. I will show evidence that the defendant is guilty of obtaining order satisfaction in exchange for approving IT contracts.
Do you mean that?
Yes. Miss Lucia Su gave Mr. Ng Nok Gay much oral enjoyment by having witty conversations with him, thus ensuring her company received favor in tenders for glow-in-the-dark USB thumb drives that look like a piece of sushi.
DPP, please call your first witness.
I now call Miss Lucia to the stand. Miss Lucia, in your text messages to the defendant, did you say, I quote, "Miss you, do you DIY?"
Yes, I did.
What did you mean by DIY?
Oh, I meant Dick is yellow.
Please clarify.
Well, Judge, I meant his friend Dick is Chinese.
Surely, DIY really means he assembles his own furniture.
Not at all. He's not so hands-on. I, on the other hand, like to do all the screwing myself.
Your Honor, my client is innocent of DIY. He never shops at IKEA. He always buys from Park Mall.
Defense lawyer, your objection is noted with thanks. We will revert shortly. Prosecution, please continue.
On another occasion, you send the defendant another set of text messages that said, "I could have 3 hours with you. We had fun." What kind of fun were you alluding to?
Oh, I meant ho fun. We like to eat ho fun together when we meet for business.
Ho? Fun? But you also texted, "You ignore me. How? From that, I infer that it was much more than ho fun.
We never had side dish.
Fine. Then, why did you say he ignored you?
Oh, I thought he was angry because one time we were drinking a bottle of wine and he couldn't get his cork out. So I helped him, lor.
Did he offer it to you? Or did you take the cork out yourself?
I stabbed it with a cork screw. He held it firmly, then I pulled.
This can cause a lot of damage to the cork, Miss Su. I am very close to holding you in contempt of cork.
In another series of text messages, the defendant asked you, "Where are you?" And you said, "Are you tracking me?" And he replied, "My SP has a chip. It's in your body now." Miss Su, what did SP mean?
I don't know. He's just joking that he has a chip in me and that's the brand. We both like potato chips, the hot and spicy flavor.
Seriously, Miss Lucia. Surely SP meant spunk, as in courage. As in his courage is swimming in your body. As in he gave you his spunk.
No, I didn't take any of his spunk. I have my own spunk. Anyway, I think SP can mean Singapore power.
His Singapore power has a chip in your body? Singapore power doesn't make potato chips.
Maybe SP stands for Singapore potato?
Yeah. Actually, I ate SP chips before. Quite nice.
But I was forced. He pushed my head down and made me eat the SP until my mouth was full.
Even if he pushed your head down, you didn't have to open your mouth, right?
I didn't want to offend him because he is well-connected and a high-ranking officer. So, I swallowed it all.
Wow, there's a lot to swallow. Quite a big bag of chips, right?
Your Honor, it is obvious that Miss Lucia is a hostile and unreliable witness. She has changed her testimony from what she said originally at CPIB. I move to impeach her.
I concur. Bailiff, give her a peach.
The Mr. Brown Show is a podcast from MrBrownShow.com, and we are very talented at oral communication.